This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, what we are looking at today is, number one, you know, we are ending a week where you actually saw the Nifty underperform and the Nifty saw profit booking emerge at all higher levels. In fact, the Indian markets have declined continuously for the past three trading sessions. Now, yesterday, you know, the Nifty did see a gap up opening and, you know, it also saw a favorable global backdrop. But despite that, you know, it could not hold on to the opening gains yesterday. Now, coming to what has happened overnight, as far as the US markets are concerned, the US markets ended with gains. The Dow Jones ended around 0.4% higher. S&P 500 as well as Nasdaq both ended with gains of over 1%. Now, against this favorable backdrop, and also given the fact that we are now coming towards the end of the Q4 FY23 earnings season, what we're actually seeing is that a lot of buying activity from the FII that was being seen, you know, has continued in this particular week also. However, despite that, the Nifty, and in fact even the broader end of the markets, has seen some profit booking. Now, when we're talking about the Nifty has now fallen over 300 points from Monday's high of 18,458. In fact, the Bank Nifty is off almost 400 points from Monday's high. Now, on the week-to-date basis, the Nifty is down almost 1%. Now, which are the results that the markets will react to? You know, names like Bata, United Spirits, Interglobe Aviation, some important numbers, even names like PI Industries. Markets will react to these results. Today, some important numbers like NTPC, Power Grid, JSW Steel, these companies would be delivering their results. Even names like Bandhan Bank, Muthoot Finance will also be delivering their results. So overall, you know, while we are currently in the thick of the earnings season, we are coming to the end, and next week onwards, markets will now look for fresh cues as far as the direction of the market is concerned.